Well, amen. Praise the Lord for God's amazing grace. And what a blessing that was this morning. And I know I'm thankful for grace, and I'm sure you are as well. What a blessing. If you'll take your Bibles this morning, turn to Exodus chapter 3. Exodus chapter 3. It has been a blessing already being in the house of the Lord this morning. I trust that through the Sunday school hour, the Lord used that in your life. And no doubt through the singing that we've experienced already this morning. And now we're opening God's Word, and we're going to hear the message that God would have for us. Exodus chapter 3, when you found your place, I'd invite you to stand if you're able to this morning, out of respect for the reading of the Lord's Word. We're going to read just four verses, verse 1 down through verse 4 here in our text today. The Bible says in verse 1, "Now Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the backside of the desert and came to the mountain of God, even to Horeb. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. And Moses said," and I want you to pay particular attention to this, "Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush is not burnt." The Bible says in verse 4, "And when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called unto him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, Here am I." I want to preach my message this morning entitled, "When God Speaks." When God Speaks. Let's pray. After we're done praying, you can be seated. Dear Lord, we do come before you this morning, and we are thankful that we can call upon you. Lord, I'm thankful for those that have gathered here this morning, the safety that you've given to us, Lord, and the ability to be in your house this morning. And I pray that you'd help me now as I communicate the message that you've given to me, Lord. I pray for each and every person that will be here and will hear today, Lord. I pray that you would just use this in their lives, Lord, as you would have need of. Lord, we pray that you'd bless the reading of your word. In your name I pray, amen. And you can be seated. I think most of us have had the experience of speaking to someone and them not really paying attention to what you were saying. Guys, we're not real good at this, are we? In particularly... I learned very early in my marriage that when my wife was speaking, it's probably best to listen to the things that she's saying to me. I found out there's usually a quiz later, you know, when she comes back and she says, did you catch what I just said? Did you remember what I just said? And even now, on occasion, I'll look over and I'll see her just laughing and I'll say, what are you laughing? She goes, you didn't hear a word I just said. And I have to confess that I didn't. But for the most part, I think we would agree this morning when someone is speaking with you, it is just a common courtesy to pay attention to them and to hear what they have to say. I think of those of us who are parents, we all know what it's like to say something to our children like, clean your room, and then give them several instructions on how they are to clean that room, only to walk up there later and find that they took everything and threw it in their closet, took a blanket and covered everything on their bed. They didn't hear a word you said. All they heard was, go clean your room. And in their mind, they did what they wanted to do. But I think we understand that idea of speaking and someone not paying attention or someone not listening. But I want to ask you this question this morning. What about when God speaks to us? When God's trying to get our attention, is it okay to ignore him? Is it okay to not listen to what he's saying? And I would think, again, it's a Sunday morning. We have gathered here today for the purpose of hearing God speak to us. And I would think if I asked you that question this morning, most of us would say, no, it's not okay to ignore God speaking to us. And yet, I wonder how many times that I've chosen to ignore him when he's speaking to me. Maybe in life when he prompts my heart to do something and I ignore the prompting of the Holy Spirit. Here in our passage in Exodus chapter 3, we have Moses as an 80-year-old man. He's leading his father-in-law's sheep on the backside of a desert. Now, I want to stop and I want you to think about that for a minute because, again, I understand that in scriptural and early in human history, people lived longer, and so maybe 80 years old wasn't then what it is today, but 80 years old is still a good long time to live. And here he is, for the past 40 years, he's been on the backside of a desert leading his father-in-law's sheep day after day, week after week. And I wonder at this point if Moses is not wondering, I thought things would have been different by now. Here I am as an 80-year-old man leading my father-in-law's sheep. I want you to turn over to Acts chapter 7 because Acts chapter 7 gives us a little bit more insight into the passage that we just studied there. The Bible tells us in Acts chapter 7 and verse 20, in which time Moses was born and was exceeding fair, and nourished up in his father's house 3 months. And when he was cast out, Pharaoh's daughter took him up and nourished him for her own son. And Moses was learned in all the wisdom of the Egyptians and was mighty in words and in deeds. And when he was full 40 years old, it came into his heart to visit his brethren, the children of Israel. The Bible reveals, and most of you know the background of Moses. There is just an infant. He was taken by Pharaoh's daughter into Pharaoh's palace, and he lived there for 40 years. And during that time, he had the best of everything. He had the best food. He had the best teaching. The Bible says he was mighty in words and deeds. If you want to say it this way, Moses was very refined for his time in the palace. And yet as a 40-year-old man, God spoke to him and he realized, I am not Egyptian. I'm a Hebrew. And he looked upon his brothers that were there in slavery. And the Bible says he went to visit them as a 40-year-old man. The Bible goes on to say there in verse 24, and seeing one of them, his brethren, suffer wrong, he defended him and avenged him that was oppressed and smote the Egyptian. He did what he thought he was best in his timing. The Bible says in verse 25, for he supposed his brethren would have understood how that God by his hand would deliver them, but they understood not. It wasn't God's timing yet. Yes, God would eventually lead Moses to lead the children of Israel, but in God's timing. And they didn't understand all that was going on at that time. The Bible says in verse 26, and the next day he showed himself unto them as they strove and would have sent them at one again, saying, sirs, ye are brethren, why do you wrong one to another? But he that did his neighbor wrong thrust him away, saying, who made thee a ruler and a judge over us? Wilt thou kill me as thou didst the Egyptian yesterday? Then fled Moses at this saying and was a stranger in the land of Midian, where he begat two sons. As a 40-year-old man, he went out from the Pharaoh's palace. He went out and tried to, in his strength, deliver the children of Israel, but it wasn't God's time yet. And here you have Moses, a man that started in the palace. He forsook all that to try to deliver his people. He failed miserably, and now as an 80-year-old man, 40 years later, he's wandering the desert with his father-in-law's sheep. Not exactly the trajectory, possibly, that he was imagining as he left the palace some 40 years earlier. And yet I want to say this to you this morning. God knew exactly where Moses was. And when it was time for God to speak to him, Moses was ready to hear God speak. Maybe you can identify this morning. Listen, for most of us, life doesn't always go according to plan. Possibly you're looking back at some of the things that you had wished for in your life and you praise the Lord life didn't go according to plan, or at least your plans. And yet I can't help but notice sometimes, listen, where we are today, we kind of look back over life and you might say this, boy, I didn't see things going this way. Didn't imagine this is where I would be in life. Maybe I thought things were going to be better, or possibly things were going to be worse. But maybe you're here this morning and you say, listen, to be honest with you, life's just been a little bit rough. Life's been difficult. And yet I want you to understand this morning, God can use each difficult circumstance to speak to us if we're willing to listen to God. And that's where Moses is at. He's there. It's been 40 years wandering the desert. This is not how he had envisioned it. And yet God can use that difficult circumstance to speak to him. As we go back to Exodus chapter 3 this morning, I just have two thoughts that I want to pull out of this passage this morning. And I think they're simple thoughts, but I think they're great reminders for us this morning. The first thing I want you to see is this. God will speak to us when we stop to listen. God will speak to us when we stop to listen. Look at verse 3 again, would you? God had given Moses this burning bush there in the desert. And the Bible says in verse 3, and Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush is not burnt. Moses had to make a conscious effort to stop what he was doing, to turn aside and notice where God was trying to get his attention. Now look at verse 4. And when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called unto him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. But notice it wasn't till Moses turned aside, till he stopped what he was doing, that God got a hold of him, that God spoke to him. You know, I wonder how many times God has attempted to speak to me, maybe through a circumstance, maybe a difficulty that I'm finding myself in, possibly through a closed or an open door, and I ignored him. What I want you to understand this morning, listen, the burning bush was just a tool by God to get Moses' attention. It was there to draw Moses to have him look to that. In fact, from what I've studied, it wouldn't have been out of the ordinary. In other words, it wouldn't have been a hugely miraculous thing for a bush to be burning in the middle of a desert. Now, what was uncommon here was that this bush was burning and it wasn't consumed. And so there was an element that was uncommon in this. But the idea there, it was a tool used by God to draw Moses in, a tool to get Moses' attention. And yet I wonder, listen, in the midst of the routine of Moses' life, when Moses got up that morning, as he left wherever he was living at, and as he took the sheep out, I wonder if he thought it was, listen, this day will just be like every other day for the past 40 years. And in the midst of the routine, God was using something out of the ordinary to get Moses' attention. And I wonder what he might use in my life. I wonder what he might use in your life. Maybe a difficulty. Maybe a trying circumstance or a time, or maybe someone else speaking to you and saying something to you. But God can work through these things, and God will speak to us when we stop to listen. Listen, I want you to understand this morning, we have an incredible God. God has promised to speak to us as his children. Do you stop and think about that? Listen, sometimes we can even go through the motions, but stop and think about the fact that the God that created the entire universe, that spoke it all into existence in 6 days, speaks to you and to me. And the Bible reveals that through his word. Listen, God speaks through the Bible. God speaks through the word of God that he's given to us. Listen, we have an incredible book here. 66 books that are congruent one after the other. They all have a central theme. They all work together. Listen, God speaks through his word. I want you to turn over to Hebrews in chapter 4 and verse 12. Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 12, a very familiar passage of scripture. The Bible says there in Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 12, for the word of God is quick and powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. The Bible says the word of God is quick. That word quick means it's alive. We have a living book that God has given to us today, that when it's opened, listen, we can hear God speaking to us through his word. It's open and it's read and it pierces. It's sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing you, the dividing asunder of soul and spirit. It's a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. And here's what I want you to understand. Yes, God speaks through his word, but we have to be willing to turn aside and look to his word. We have to be willing to open up God's word. Listen, we have an incredible opportunity in which God has given to us a copy of his word, and yet we have to be willing to turn aside and to study and to read the things that he has given therein. But God says, listen, if you'll open my word, I'll speak to your heart. I'll work through my word. Listen, God's given us an incredible gift through his word. God speaks, can I say this as well? God speaks through the preaching of his word. Amen. God has given us an incredible gift in the New Testament church age. And that is a God-called preacher. That is, he's laboring in the word of God, and as he's preparing spiritual food, that God, through the Holy Spirit, will take that message that God gives to our pastor, and as he speaks that, God will apply that message in everyone's heart differently, according to what they have need of. God will speak to your heart. Listen, you come in today and you're dealing with a difficulty. God can use his word to speak to your heart according to the needs that you have. There's people in here that may not know Jesus Christ as their Savior this morning. God comes and he speaks to your heart through the preaching of God's word, and he draws you to him. But we must be willing to turn aside and hear God's word. God speaks through the preaching, but listen, I'll be honest, sometimes it's easy just to come to church and be on cruise control. You come in and you have the cares of this life. You have all the things that have bogged you down this past week. You think of the week ahead of you. Maybe it's travel for work or something like this, or a trial that you find yourself in. And if we're not careful, God is speaking through His Word, and yet we haven't turned aside to listen. You see, God speaks through His Word. I want you to turn over to Acts chapter 2. Acts chapter 2. God speaks to us when we stop to listen. Acts chapter 2 is the famous passage on the day of Pentecost. The Bible tells us that there were well over 3,000 people that were assembled on that day at the church in Jerusalem. It's an incredible thought. In verse 14 down through verse 36, Peter addresses the crowd, and really, he's preaching to them the gospel. He's preaching about Christ, who has died and crucified and buried and yet risen again. And he preaches to them through the gospel. And the Bible says in verse 37, now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart. Why? Because God had spoken to them through the preaching of God's word. They were pricked in their heart. And they said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? You realize that preaching will demand a decision? When God's word is preached, there is a decision that is demanded. We either say yes to the preaching of God's word, or we say no. And they were there. And God spoke to their heart, and they went to Peter and the other apostles. They said, what do we do? We cannot continue as we are because there is a decision that is demanded of us because God has spoken to our hearts through the preaching of God's word. The Bible said in verse 38, I love this, and Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you and to your children and all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. And with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, save yourselves from this untoward generation. Now look at verse 41. Then they that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. Why? Because God spoke through preaching. But there had to be 3,000 people that said, I will now turn aside. I'll listen to the words that God is speaking to me. You see, God preaches, or he speaks through his word. He speaks through preaching. Listen, can I say, God speaks through counsel, through biblical counsel. God gives us an incredible gift as Christians. Listen, as we have decisions that we need to make, as we look at the decisions of this life, God says, I have counsel for you. Oftentimes, he uses spiritual people to give us biblical counsel from God's word, but we have to be looking for it. We have to be willing to turn aside from that which we're doing to be able to respond to biblical counsel. Turn over to Proverbs chapter 11 this morning. Proverbs chapter 11. God speaks through counsel. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 11 and verse 14, where no counsel is, the people fall. Where no biblical counsel there is, that is where people fall. But in the multitude of counselors, there is safety. If you're here today and you have a difficult decision, or listen, you're just kind of looking as you're going through life and you're a Christian and you're trying to make decisions, can I tell you that God speaks through biblical counsel? But we have to seek it out. We have to go to God's word. We have to open it up. And so we see that God speaks through his word, and God speaks through preaching, and God speaks through counsel. And like we studied this morning, sometimes God speaks through circumstances, through difficulties or trials, much like Moses found himself in. 40 years on the backside of the desert. It was a circumstance, and yet God could work through that. And here's what I want to say this morning. God is speaking. Are you listening? God is speaking today. If you're a Christian, listen, God desires to speak to you, and God will speak to you, but you have to be listening. You have to be willing to turn aside, much like Moses did. You know, we all get caught up in the busyness of life, even the routine on a day-to-day basis. Got to get the kids to school, have to get to work, have to get home, make dinner, and do all these things on, and our schedules are so packed. Sometimes we just get going in the routine of life, and God is saying, listen, I'm trying to get a hold of you. But we're just so fast-paced, listen, in moving in the busyness of life that we don't have time for God to speak to our hearts. And sometimes God throws something in our way that demands that we stop and we look and say, possibly God is working through this situation to speak to me. But to be willing to turn aside. Don't get so busy in life that you would ignore God trying to speak to you. Listen, we have our plans and our dreams and our goals. I have 4 children. As a dad, I'd be lying to you if I didn't tell you that I have things that I want to see my children accomplish. I have plans for them and aspirations for them. But listen, sometimes we get so focused on those things, we don't stop to consider whether God might be trying to direct us differently. And God put a burning bush in Moses' life. It was on a routine of the day. For the past 40 years, everything had been the same. And one day, there he is on the backside of the desert. And God put something in his life to get him to focus on that, to look to God so that God could speak to him. It was a burning bush that God placed in his life. And Moses said, I will now turn aside. And that decision enabled God to speak to Moses. For we see back in Exodus chapter 3 that when he turned aside, God called unto him. Can I say this morning, if you're a Christian, God is waiting for you to turn aside so that he can speak to you. Maybe trying to get a hold of you this morning. Maybe saying, just stop. Stop where you are in life. And listen, I'm trying to get a hold of you. I've placed these things in your path. I've given you this trial, trying to get you to look to me. Would you stop and focus on what I have to say to you? The first thought we have there from Exodus chapter 3 is this: God will speak to us when we stop to listen. I want you to go back to Exodus chapter 3. I want you to see one other thing from this passage, and we'll be finished this morning. God will speak to us when we stop to listen. But secondly, this morning, God will use us when we respond to him. It's a simple thought this morning, but it's right there in the passage. God will use us when we respond to him. Look at verse 4. God called out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And here's Moses' response. Here am I. No idea what God was going to ask him to do. Had he had known what God was going to ask him to do, he might have said it differently at that point. But here's what I want you to understand. God used Moses to do something incredible. For 400 years, God's people were in bondage in the most powerful world empire at that time. And God is going to take a man who spent 40 years on the backside of the desert herding sheep, to go and to lead those people away from the most powerful ruler in the world at that time. And yet, he had to respond to God first and foremost. I want you to understand this morning that God will use you when you respond to him. You see, the first step towards God using us is an acknowledgement that he's speaking to us. Can I say it this way? The burning bush is just another burning bush if Moses doesn't first turn aside and then respond in obedience. The significance is not in the burning bush. The significance is the fact that Moses turned aside and that he responded to what God was speaking to him there in that burning bush. I can say this, I think of my own life. I think of some of the burning bushes possibly that God placed in my life. I remember as a senior in high school, kind of having my own dreams and my own ambitions for life. I remember I went to a Christian school, and so our senior trip was a trip to a senior camp at the Wilds in North Carolina. Some of you may be familiar with that place there. And we had a great time that week, but we also had chapel services and preaching services throughout that week. And I remember on the final night, an evangelist by the name of Tom Farrell was preaching. Some of you know him. And he was preaching that night, and I remember that that was the night that I surrendered to full-time ministry through the preaching of God's word. I realized God was getting a hold of my heart. I realized God was speaking to me, and I remember everything about that service. I remember where I was sitting, and I remember the room that we were in, and I remember responding to God and going back to an office and praying with a counselor there and surrendering my life to full-time Christian service. I had been resistant up to that point because I couldn't imagine myself preaching. I didn't really like public speaking. I couldn't imagine that, but I remember God drawing me there and really not knowing all that God would do in my life, but just realizing God was calling me that day. Listen, I've been in thousands of church services, chapel services, But what makes that one so significant is that was the day that I stepped out in faith and followed God. That was the day that I turned aside to see what God would have for me. I said yes in obedience, and I responded to God. And I want you to understand this morning, listen, God speaks to us all the time. God speaks often through different people in circumstances. And I want you to get this thought this morning. Listen, anytime God speaks to us, it's significant. Praise God for that. Praise God that the God of all the universe would speak to us. And that's a significant thing, but get what I'm about to say. Listen, Christian, we make it insignificant when we ignore what God's saying to us, or when we don't turn aside and we don't respond in faith. The God of all the universe, the fact that he would speak to me is significant, but I make it insignificant when I ignore what he's doing. God will speak to you through the preaching of God's word. God will speak to you as you open up God's word and you read and you study through God's word. And listen, I could say this right now. I have no doubt that there are some in this service that God is trying to get your attention. Maybe God's using a burning bush in your life. Maybe it's a trial or a circumstance or something out of the ordinary that God is saying, listen, I'm trying to get your attention. Would you stop and turn aside? Would you pay attention to what I'm trying to say to you this morning? God's trying to get your attention. And it's a burning bush, and maybe you've not responded, or perhaps you're close to saying no. I want to urge you, listen, if God is speaking to your heart, turn aside first and foremost, and then respond to God. Anyone who has ever accomplished anything for Christ first had to turn aside to hear God speaking, and then they had to say yes in obedience. I want to turn to Isaiah chapter 6. Isaiah chapter 6, it's an incredible passage that details the calling of Isaiah. And God came to him. Isaiah chapter 6 and verse 1, the Bible says, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Above it stood the seraphims. Each one had six wings. With twain he covered his face, and with twain he covered his feet, and with twain he did fly. And one cried unto another and said, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. And the posts of the door moved at the voice of him that cried, and the house was filled with smoke. This was God calling to Isaiah. God showed him this vision of himself, a holy God. And then the Bible says in verse 8, also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send? And he will go for us. Then said I, here am I, send me. You see, God is speaking. And God will speak to us if we'll turn aside. And God will use us when we say yes to him. As we go back to the story of Moses, I wonder how this story changes if Moses keeps on walking that day, right on past that burning bush. He says, I don't have time for this. It's just another bush that's burning in the wilderness, if that thing could be the case. Just walks on by. And yet, we might possibly never know of a burning bush, let alone the life of Moses. The writer of the first five books of the Bible, the great lawgiver. We might never know about this Moses, and yet Moses said yes. God presents us the opportunity this morning to daily say yes to him. God's speaking to your heart today. You're either going to say yes to him or no to him. Tomorrow, as you get up and as you go through your day, if you're a Christian, God will speak to you. And you're either going to say yes to him or no to him. And I would say this, listen, be looking for God in your everyday. Be looking for God speaking to you through the routines as you go through life. And don't miss God at work in your life. Listen, Christian, God will speak to us when we stop to listen. We have to be ready to turn aside. Like Moses, God caught his attention. And he turned aside to see what God was doing there. Listen, Christian, we have to be willing to turn aside. Sometimes we get going through our life, and yet God is trying to get our attention. God will speak to us when we stop to listen. And God will use us when we respond to him. Like Moses said there, here am I. And I would say this morning, God's trying to speak to you. Are you listening? Let's have every head bowed and every eye closed this morning. Appreciate the way that you've listened today. believe that God desires to speak to our hearts. He speaks to us through many different avenues and different ways. First of all, we have to be willing to turn aside and hear God speak. And then when we say yes in obedience, God can use us. Here in just a moment, we're going to have a hymn of invitation. The invitation time is a time to just respond to what God is doing in your life. If God is speaking to you, I encourage you to say yes to God today. I don't know how God may have used the preaching in your heart and your life, but I do know this, God is speaking. And it's only right for us to respond in obedience to Him. Lord, as we come before You, Lord, we're thankful for the way that You speak in our hearts. Lord, I pray that You'd use this message now in all of our hearts, Lord, to help us to realize, first of all, it's time to turn aside to hear what You would have to say to us, and then to respond in obedience. Lord, I love You, and I thank You for these things. In Your name I pray. Amen.